Internet. You're listening to the Premium Pizza. Yeah, it's my dad. Enjoy.
Internets, welcome back to another episode of the Premium Pete Show. New Life Gems episode on deck. This week's title, Laser Focused. Okay? Now, when we talk about being laser focused, hold on, we're going to get right into it. But if you're a first-time listener, a long-time listener, I'm sending peace, I'm sending blessings, I'm sending light and love to you and yours, okay? We're back with another episode of the Life Gems. What does that mean? Life Gems are bite-sized mentorship episodes that you could take along with you on your journey. Picture it as like, you know, an entrepreneur's toolbox. You never know, you may be able to look at something from a different way, hear something from a different way, or set up your mindset in a different way, or set up a system that works for you. Premium Pete Show, sitting down with people from all walks of life, actors, athletes, entrepreneurs, and more, okay? Dig in the catalog wherever you listen or watch podcasts, the Premium Pete Show, and tell a friend to tell a friend. Now, back when I'm talking about being laser focused, okay? And some people may say, what does that even mean? But I want to get into what we truly mean about being laser focused. And honestly, how mastering that skill, right, can get you closer to your goals, no matter what, no matter what you ever even been through. Okay, so like I said, if you're a first-time listener, long-time listener, I'm sending salutes. I want to get right into it. More importantly, I want to start off with this, okay? Now, being laser-focused, a lot of times people may say, what does that even mean? Because that sounds like a lot of work. But at the end of the day, it just isn't about working hard. It's about honing in on your goals, right? And I tell people this. It's about really honing in with the determination and drive. And being laser focused in anything you do, whether that's a business, a sport, your family, et cetera, your life, your day to day, it's honestly, to me, it's that never stop believing in you mindset. To me, that's what laser focus is, right? It's that I'm never going to stop believing in me mindset. Even when things go rough, you know that the future is bright. You know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Now, I get it. Sometimes a lot of us find it hard to see that when it's dark. Or when it rains, it pours. A lot of people have heard that before. And I will say this, man. Continue to put yourself into that good energy. When you got things that aren't going right, like, you know, figure how to put yourself into things that you think can go right, right? Separate yourself from things. Try new things. Learn new things. Put yourself in situations that could better, you know, better yourself, your life, your mindset, and more. But more importantly, I want to start off by saying this, okay? Mastering the mindset. But when I say mastering the mindset, I want to talk mindset, being laser focused, right? And as I was saying before, it ain't just about putting in the work. It's about having that unbreakable belief in yourself. And honestly, the ability to crush your goals, whatever that is, whatever your goals are, right? And remember that too, your goals are your goals. It's not going to match up with everybody, right? So figure out how you can make your goals come through. You know, a lot of times people see other people make their goals come, they come through different things. That may not work for you. And honestly, I'm talking about embracing challenges, right? Because there will be bumps in the road. But more importantly, you know, and for me, with a lot of things that, I talk about throughout my journey, staying positive through the setbacks. And, you know, and really visualizing your success with clarity. I want to say that again. When you stay positive through the setbacks and you really visualize, like just dream of it and understand your success with clarity, you know you could reach it. You know it's not that far away. You know you could smell it. And you know, a lot of times people will tell you this, but some people won't. But I'm going to tell you, you got to know where you're heading before you could truly lock in and focus. You have to. You have to have a plan. A lot of times I see people, you know, they're running all over the place, running wild. They don't got a plan. They don't got a system. That's why I'm saying break down those big dreams into smaller, achievable steps, right? Smaller goals, smaller dreams, and stay hungry for that success. Once you start eating that up and really, you know, seeing those small dreams come true, then start putting bigger dreams in, right? Little by little, it will work that way, which believes me to understand that that will create consistency. And I'm here to tell you, consistency is key. And becoming laser focused, it's all about building habits that support your goals. And I want to say this again. For me, it's all about a great morning routine. And what is your routine? Ask yourself that. And if you don't have one, don't worry about it. Make one. Yo, I want to say this, okay? And whoever, if this applies to somebody, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. Now, don't get me wrong. Stay on top of yourself. Stay focused. But don't be so hard on yourself where you don't make things happen, okay? You know, I make sure in the morning, Okay, I love silence. I take some me time before the day gets crazy because a lot of times the day just starts to unfold. But doing simple self-care stuff like a bath or maybe some, you know, deep breathing or moments in silence or meditation or whatever you do to disconnect your brain and recharge, you know, whatever that is, do more of it. You know, I really encourage you to find what works for you and to set up a system. Okay. And because when you, let me say this, when you make focus a habit, success becomes inevitable. And I mean that. And this is what I talk about. Consistency is key. Because when you make focus a habit and you stay locked in, stay laser focused, success becomes inevitable. I mean, listen, and then it also comes to getting the balance right. A lot of times I'll talk to people and they'll be like, yo, I'm trying to balance my life. Let me tell you something. Do not balance your life based on somebody else. Balance your life on what works for you because nobody really knows your life. And getting the balance right is an important thing. Like small things, like treating yourself to an amazing dinner or booking that vacation to recharge your brain, right? Or get you back in your routine. Putting in the work and staying laser focused also means taking care of yourself. Let me say that, taking care of you. And that's right. It's all about finding that balance between the grind and self-care. Maybe your personal life, your business life, your day job, and your entrepreneurial dreams. Whatever it is, but find the balance that works for you. Now, let me break it down for you, okay? Staying laser focused, like I said before, it ain't just about putting in the work 24/7. No. It's about recognizing the importance of self-care and making sure you're operating at your best. And I say this, mentally and physically. A lot of times people want to look good on the outside and they're not good on the inside, you know? And in the world we live in, people are like, oh, they got, you know, they look great. They got great clothes, sneakers, they smell great, but they may not be good inside, okay? And that's a whole nother story. But focusing on you inside so the outside could already complement that. See, you know what I mean? For me, I love getting fly. I love sneakers, clothes. I've always loved getting fresh. But just because I'm fresh on the outside don't mean maybe I'm good on the inside. So I had to work many years on my inside. And I'm here to tell you that, right? Being fresh on the outside don't mean nothing if you're not fresh in the inside. When it comes to being locked in and laser focused on self-care, looking after my skin is a big part of that. And whether I'm moving and grooving, or I just want to feel confident every day, a great skincare routine, it's essential for me. And talking to skincare, let me put you on to today's sponsor, Tiege Hanley. They changed the game by simplifying skincare. They help men like you and me start and maintain a skincare routine that fits into our lifestyles. And what sets Tiege apart is their user-friendly approach. Each box comes with an instruction card detailing when and how to use each product, making skincare easy. Come on, that's beautiful. And because Tiege is sponsoring today's episode, they're offering you an amazing deal. Just go to Tiege.com/Pete to get 30% off your first skincare system and a free gift. Plus, as a member, you'll also get 20% off for life. That's Tiege.com/Pete to get this unbeatable offer. Get focused on your skincare journey today. Listen, when we talk about being laser focused, I want to continue with these topic points. Staying hungry and staying motivated is important. A lot of times, and I want to say this, I'm no preacher, but these are things that have worked for me in my life throughout my journey, throughout my career. And I'm telling you, staying hungry and staying motivated is the key to being laser focused. Because honestly, it keeps that fire burning. And I want you to remind yourself of your goals every day and staying hungry for that success, even on the days you don't feel like it, right? Setting up that system is why it's so important. And let me tell you something. Ain't nothing going to stop when you're motivated to make it happen. When you're putting in the work and you're putting everything in, things will be, that good energy, you'll feel that. I talked about this before, but my kids really are my motivation. They keep that fire in my eyes. And I want to be able to give them the best life possible, and that fuels me daily. Now, whatever fuels you, let that be. Find what pushes you forward and lean into that. That motivation, listen to me, will help you on days you need it. Which brings me to my next topic point, distractions done. Now think about this. You're in the zone, you're crushing it, and then bam, your phone lights up with notifications and you're thrown off track. Think about setting up some screen-free time, okay? A lot of times, I know, listen, I need to be on the phone. A lot of my life revolves on the phone, but sometimes you need a break for it, okay? And you need to clear your mind. while you're in the zone to keep you locked in, forget about the phone. Forget about distractions. Forget about anything, okay? Use tech to help you, not hurt you. Get some apps that help prioritize your goals, right? Like utilize your calendars, your reminders, whatever helps you in your daily day-to-day. Reminders are big for me, but I want to say this. Whatever it is that helps keep you organized, continue doing it or get on it. Which brings me to my next topic point. Accountability counts. And last but not least, let's talk about accountability. Whether it's a mentor or a coach or just putting your goals down on paper. And remember how I say, pen to paper, it's still a real thing because you could cross it off. And having someone or something to hold you accountable, honestly, could be game-changing. Now, whether you have a mentor or a friend or surround yourself around good energy or you're trying to do something in a field that you're surrounding yourself around people who've been in that field, okay? That's what networking is. I say this all the time. A lot of people want to look at flash and money and how people... Let me tell you something. Your network is your net worth, okay? That's your real net worth. We're talking about staying on track even when the going gets tough. Think about that. Continue to network. Because when you got someone counting on you, giving up, it's not an option. Straight up, it's not an option. Which brings me to my final topic point of today's episode. Conclusion. And staying laser focused ain't always easy. But it's definitely worth it. I'm speaking that from my heart. But by setting clear boundaries and prioritizing your task, using technology wisely, practicing mindfulness, okay, finding some you time, some recharging time, and taking those breaks, you could dodge distractions like a pro and stay locked in on your goals. So remember, okay, listen to me, stay disciplined, stay determined, and keep hustling towards those dreams. Dream those dreams. And I want to say this, never, ever stop believing in you. I don't care how hard the journey gets, never stop believing in you. Because when you never, ever stop believing in you, the impossible becomes possible. Internets, okay? You want to reach out to me? You want to advertise on the Premium Pete Show? You got a question for me? You want to get in contact with me? ThePremiumPeteShow@gmail.com. One more time. ThePremiumPeteShow@gmail.com. I'm sending peace, blessings, light, love to you and your families, okay? All the best. I'll see you next episode. Remember, okay, staying laser focused, it will get you one step closer to making your dreams become a reality. And no matter what, whatever you've been through, you can make something happen. Never, ever stop believing in you. Peace and blessings, light and love. See you next episode. Premium Pete, I'm out.